faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Hold on, stop the presses. Somebody actually asked Darlene Graham Nordone, or Darlene Graham, I don't know where her name is. Somebody actually asked her about her friendship with liberal pro-choice activist Katrina Sheely, who she wrote a $100 check to, trying to save her rear end. After she and a group of Democrats, the liberal sister senator caucus in our state legislature, filibustered the best pro-life legislation we've had in a long time. She came together with Democrats and a few liberal Republicans and some liberal independents to kill that bill. Thankfully, she was defeated by an actual Republican, but not before Darlene Graham tried to save her with a $100 contribution. So Darlene Graham was asked, you know, like, you say you're pro-life. I mean, that's what you say. But you wrote a $100 check to this woman when you've never even donated to your own brother, Lindsey Graham. Which is weird. Can you explain that?
Senator, a lot of the talk show hosts in the upstate have been very critical of you, particularly surrounding your friendship with former state lawmaker Katrina Sheely, and how she is a, you know, somebody who watered down abortion laws and is viewed as kind of a pro-choice person, but yet you're running on the pro-life record. How can people be confident that you are pro-life when you've donated to her campaign and many people are questioning your ties and associations with her?
The thing that's not being emphasized there is I was in a role leading an agency for the blind. She was very outspoken and supportive of the disability community. So my connection with her was through the disability community, not on the pro-life issue, because I am definitely pro-life.
But you two are personal friends.
I know her. I've never been to her house. So, she's a nice lady.
Thank you.
Stop. Rewind. Wait. The fact that they're not friends is worse. I know her. I've never been to her house. So you wrote her a check when she was in a runoff for her political life, basically, over her support, her filibustering of pro-life legislation, her work with other liberal Democrat senators to kill pro-life legislation. You wrote her a check? And you weren't friends? Well, then you had to be supporting her, trying to save her. But see, she's lying. Either that or PBS and New York Times are. Take a pick. Because it's interesting, she says, I've never been to her house. Super weird. Because PBS reported she has. They live close to each other, PBS writes. And Graham will sometimes come over and drink wine with Sheely on her back porch and talk to the donkeys that the former legislator keeps as pets. They describe Sheely as, quote, a longtime friend of Darlene Graham's. Sheely first met Graham, yes, through state Republican Party politics, but not because of any strong interest in politics on Graham's part. She met her basically, you know, surrounding Commission for the Blind, so that part's true. But PBS says they're friends. They drink wine on the porch. But Sheely says she'd never been to her house. Now, I could see PBS getting, I don't know, confused. But why is the New York Times confused, too? The New York Times described Darlene Graham and Katrina Sheely's relationship as friends. Now she's saying she's never been to her house. Now, that's weird, okay? Because if somebody claiming to be my friend was talking to the New York Times about me and said she's not really partisan, she's principled, and I mean, I'm kind of disturbed that anybody would think that my friend, Darlene Graham, is going to vote with Trump. Why? That's embarrassing to Katrina Sheely. Katrina Sheely just endorsed the Democrat for governor in this state. And told the New York Times she's my friend and she's not really partisan. Oh, I would demand a retraction. I'd be on the phone with New York Times for 5 minutes. No, you got it wrong. She's not my friend. I've never been to her house. I don't know what she's saying about me not really being a Republican. I've never heard that. I don't know this woman. But she didn't, did she? No retraction. No retraction on a PBS article either. I checked. They've never asked for it. Darlene Graham's campaign's never asked for it. I mean, if they reported, I was sitting on the back porch drinking wine with the biggest pro-choice liberal activist in the Senate at that time, you better bet I would demand a retraction. And I'd blast it everywhere. No, the PBS, lying liberal media, they got it wrong. She didn't. She can't keep her story straight, folks. Through a what? 2 week primary runoff? What? She's going to be a nightmare. Going to be a nightmare. They live close to each other. And Graham will sometimes come over and drink wine with Sheely. Long time friend is how they describe their relationship. Same for the New York Times. Really good friends. Katrina Sheely's such a good friend, she's worried about the embarrassment of people thinking that Darlene Graham's going to vote with Donald Trump. So much so that Sheely then assures the New York Times, hey, no, she's principled, not partisan. And I wonder for the longest time, why would Katrina Sheely not only say that to the New York Times, right, blowing the cover of her friend who, come on, let's not kid ourselves, is a Democrat. Why would she say that about Darlene Graham? Why would she claim to be her friend? Why would she say, well, she's not going to vote with Trump. Don't worry. She's not partisan. In other words, this should be voting with Democrats sometimes, Republicans all the time. I finally figured it out yesterday and the day before. And it makes perfect sense. Katrina Sheely said that to assure the Democrats. Because the whole time they're going behind closed doors and getting that $1 million the Democrats are spending trying to get Darlene Graham elected in the primary by defeating Ralph Norman. It all makes sense now. Okay, this happens in politics, all right? This happens. When you tell them, hey, I'm going to vote with you guys. Yes, send the $1 million. Help me defeat Ralph. You've got a Democrat PAC spending the $1 million. You've got a billionaire Democrat donor who donated almost $12 million to Kamala Harris to efforts to get her elected. You think those people are just going to write you $1 million check? That is a lot of money. Democrats are broke. They're going to demand some kind of public acknowledgement. You on the phone, your people on the phone go, hey, I'm going to vote with Democrats. I promise you I'm not partisan. They'll say, prove it. We need some small public statement. They do this in politics. We need to go on the record with that. Darlene Graham couldn't do it, so she sent her friend Katrina Sheely to do it. She sent it. Folks, this is like why, remember when Nikki Haley had to come out and say, yes, digital IDs for everyone, no more internet anonymity. We're going to build a system just like China's. Why would she say that? Because they demand a public acknowledgement. Yeah, you're telling us behind closed doors you're going to do this stuff, but you want a lot of money from us. You want a lot of support from the World Economic Forum. We need a public statement. She ran right out and said it destroyed her presidential campaign. But they demand a little bit of blood. Not a lot. They don't want you to commit political suicide, but somewhere on the record, she sent Katrina Sheely to do it. You know why? Katrina Sheely's her good friend. PBS didn't get it wrong. New York Times didn't get it wrong. Now she's saying, I've never been to her house. She want to call PBS and tell that to them? Why didn't she ask for a retraction? Because it's true. So I'm going to issue a challenge to Darlene Graham. Contact PBS. Contact the New York Times and demand a retraction. They reported that Katrina Sheely, liberal abortion activist, who was exposed as a Democrat, defeated in the Republican primary, but not before Darlene Graham wrote a $100 check to her to try to save her, which to me is just remarkable. This is a woman who's never even written a check to Lindsay ever. Her brother, who she loves very much. Not one check. But the liberal abortion activist gets a check. So Darlene Graham is asked by the reporter, hey, some people out in the upstate there are, they're talking about your relationship with Katrina Sheely. And she says, no, we're not friends. I've never been to that woman's house. Well, that's weird. Because PBS oddly specifically reported, and you never asked for a retraction. And I know that they would have appended the article. They got it wrong. I used to be a reporter. You append the article. That's what you do if you get it wrong. Katrina Sheely, Senator Katrina Sheely, a longtime friend of Darlene Graham's and supporter of disability rights legislation. They live close to each other, and Graham will sometimes come over and drink wine with Sheely on her back porch and talk to the donkeys that the former legislator keeps as pets. Darlene Graham says not true.
But you two are personal friends.
I know her. I've never been to her house. So, she's a nice lady.
Thank you.
Graham will sometimes come over and drink wine with Sheely on her back porch and talk to the dog. Oh, I bet they're talking to the donkeys. By the way, Sheely just, again, endorsed the Democrat candidate for governor over the Republican one. I don't know if they talk about that in the back when they're talking to the donkeys. Or maybe PBS got it wrong. So I would just challenge Darlene Graham, ask for a retraction. Ask him. Ask for a retraction. Do it. Or you're a liar. Already. We hadn't even gotten in office yet. You know why she won't ask for a retraction? I'm an old reporter. I know exactly why she won't. They have it on tape. They have it recorded. It's in their notes. You think they came up with that on their own? They'll go right back to the notes of the I used to record every interview I did for article just to protect myself. And I had a whole tape farm. Just people would later come back and say, I didn't say that. Oh, yes, you did. Here, let me play it for you. And that ended that. They've got it in their notes. She can't ask for a retraction. Either Sheely told him that or she did. And then there's the New York Times. Also refers to Darlene Graham and Katrina Sheely as friends. Close friends. So close that when they needed a quote from a friend, they were sent to Sheely, who again assured them that Darlene is not really a Republican. That's what she's saying. She's principled, not partisan. Sheely, the New York Times reports, says she's frustrated that people think that Darlene will vote with Donald Trump. No, no, no. She's principled, not partisan. So, Darlene, I'm going to go ahead and challenge you. Ask the New York Times for retraction, too. How did two liberal publications get this confused? They both refer to Katrina Sheely as your good friend, close friend, drinking the wine with the donkeys. How did two publications make the same mistake? It's not a mistake. It's not a mistake.
But you two are personal friends.
I know her. I've never been to her house. So, she's a nice lady.
Thank you.
Good. Demand a retraction. You shouldn't have any trouble getting them. Getting one. They made a mistake. Demand it. She won't. They didn't make a mistake. That's why she can't ask for the retraction. And she just made a mistake, too. A big one. Because, folks, the only cover she has is, yes, I realize she's a liberal pro-choice activist and led the sister senator caucus in our state legislature, which was mainly made up of Democrats, when they decided that they would oppose the best pro-life legislation we've ever seen have a chance to pass in the legislature. I knew that. I'm pro-life, but I wrote her a check because she's my friend who I drink wine with and talk to donkeys. That's her only out. If Katrina Sheely and her aren't really friends, then what she did was try to save the biggest pro-choice liberal activist in the state Senate with a $100 check, which she won't even write one to her brother, who she loves so much. So much that she wants to be a sister senator, to honor his legacy, of course. Nothing for her personally. Think about that for a minute. How is it she's never written a check to Lindsey, but she wrote one to the leader of the sister senators whose entire reason for existence was to be pro-choice activists? Think about that for a minute. But I know the answer. I know the answer because I have a liberal brother who I love very much. And I've told you this. If he said, I'm starting a business, I know it's going to go great. Super talented, very smart guy. I'll write you a check. I'll invest. You ask me. He asked me for $500 once. It's like a loan. Wrote him a check. He paid me back with interest. I didn't want the interest, but he insisted. He's just a good guy. I write him a check all day long. I trust him. I've got a good track record with him. If he said to me, will you donate to my campaign? No. Because he's a liberal. I love him. I'd say no. No, I wouldn't give to his opponent either. That would be weird. But I'd say, listen, bro, I'm going to say a prayer for your safety on the road. I hope for the best for you. But I can't write you a check. And that is exactly what Katrina Sheely did with Lindsey Graham. That's why she never wrote him a check, but she wrote this woman a check. She's a liberal. Not just a kind of rhino, a full-on Democrat. The kind that Democrat donors who write $12 million worth of checks to Kamala Harris write a $1 million check to, because that's what they did. They didn't give it to her. They're not stupid. They're spending it against Ralph Norman. And Tom Matzie is already bragging about how he is going to defeat Ralph Norman. Who is he? The left-wing Democrat activist who runs the Invest in Tomorrow PAC. A PAC primarily funded by a Democrat liberal billionaire who wrote almost $12 million worth of checks to get Kamala Harris elected just in 24. A guy who was on his own Twitter feed backed Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, even went to the inaugural ball for Biden-Harris. They're all Democrats. This woman isn't even a liberal Republican. She's a Democrat. That's why she never wrote a check to her brother. Think about it, folks. She says, I've always been a fighter. For what, though? This woman never put up a single post, not one, on Twitter, not on Facebook, about any issue we care about, even one. Why? It would have embarrassed her brother. Because she's not even a Republican. Folks, she's going to make Lindsey Graham look like Strom Thurmond. But we can stop it. This is a numbers game. You have got to vote tomorrow. That's when early voting starts. You've got to take everyone with you that you know. Everything that you need to explain what I just said is on my Twitter feed and my X feed, X feed and my Facebook page. You can just click the link, send it out, tell them, please, 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 we need to show up to vote for Ralph Norman, folks. We need, forget save South Carolina from this. We need to save the country from this, because that Senate operates on a 50-50 margin, folks. It's razor's edge right now. And you don't get $1 million from the Democrat Party to win your primary and defeat Ralph Norman unless they are confident you will vote with them when it is needed. And that is why she sent her good friend, yes, they're friends, Katrina Sheely, to the New York Times to make a small public statement that she's not partisan, she's principled, and she will not vote all of the time with Donald Trump. That's why she did it. That's what they wanted. That was the price for the $1 million. It all makes sense.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.